Pure Talk, the cell phone service my family relies on, is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. As you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Unlimited talk, text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Go to puretalk.com/clay and make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/clay, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk so you can have more money to travel with this summer.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. I am Clay Travis. He is Buck Sexton. We are rolling with the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show on a great Wednesday in July as the battle lines are beginning to form. The new mask mandate, as it is rolling out in some ways across the country, all of the conflict coming to a head, I believe. And the conflict may be the most pronounced in the state of Florida, where Ron DeSantis has effectively laid the gauntlet down and said Florida will not be acquiescing to mask mandates or any other restrictions on his state while he is governor down there, given all of the time that he has spent branding the state of Florida as an oasis of freedom. And I want to play for you DeSantis. This is last week. DeSantis standing up against the idea of all of these restrictions which are coming down on all of us. Let's listen.
If anyone is calling for lockdowns, you're not getting that done in Florida. I'm going to protect people's livelihoods. I'm going to protect kids' right to go to school. I'm going to protect people's right to run their small businesses. We have a situation where we have three vaccines that have been widely available for months and months now, and people need to make decisions what's best for them. But to have the government come in and lock anyone down or restrict anybody is totally unacceptable. And it's easy for some physician to advocate that because it doesn't affect them. It does affect the people in this state. So we're going to lift people up. We're not locking people down, and we're going to make sure that folks are able to exercise their decision-making, that what's best for them. And I think millions of Floridians have obviously done that for the last year and a half, and so we want to continue to support their effort.
So, Buck, the question here, and I do think DeSantis is maybe going to lead the Republican opposition at this point to the overreach that we're going to see from the Biden administration, from the Fauciites, from the CDC, and all of these different places, that as we have been telling you, as we move into the fall, the draconian restrictions are going to become more and more apparent on a day-to-day basis. So the question that I think many of our listeners have, and certainly you and I have debated both on and off air, how do we respond? What is appropriate? What is potentially effective? And there's a little bit of a story out of St. Louis that we can touch on associated with that as well.
I think this is a panic spasm. I think that it's probably not going to last more than a few weeks, but that doesn't mean that we should do what we've done in the past, where we concede, where we go along. We say, okay, fine. Just 2 weeks, Clay, right?
Right.
Look where just 2 weeks got us this time around. It's remarkable when you look at the way this is being covered by, look, let's be honest, lockdowns and Democrats go hand in hand. That's what's happened here. This has become an almost entirely politically affiliated, politically tribal issue for people. You know what someone's going to think, by and large, based upon their party and their political beliefs when it comes to COVID. It shouldn't be about this, but it is. When you look at the numbers, and I did some of this deep diving last night on the New York Times website. That's right, Clay. We go rooting around in the bowels of the New York Times website so that our folks today don't have to spend their time sullying themselves and their eyes with what they're doing over there at the Commie Central. But the reality is, you look at cities like New York, Los Angeles, just take those. People might think right now, oh my gosh, we're in the midst of a surge. Mask mandates have to come back. In Los Angeles, they already have. In New York, they haven't made it official. They've made more of a vaccine push than a mask push. But Clay, there's a few hundred people. I mean, like 200 to 300 people, depending on the day you look at, in the hospital for COVID in New York, in Los Angeles. This is not a moment that should be inducing panic in people. But I really think the brains of people on the left have been altered in such a way that it's not really possible for them to judge and adjudicate risk in a reasonable fashion. They should all be wearing helmets when they get into a car and wearing a snorkel when they get into a bathtub because they can't handle the normal risks that all the rest of us can see.
It's interesting you pointed out, because I've made the argument for the past year that one of my number one tests for adulthood now is, can you adequately assess risk and adjust your behavior accordingly? And certainly large percentage of the United States population have failed this mantra. And if we are correct, Buck, and the data reflects, frankly, that we're months ahead of where everybody else is going to be, and that COVID is basically going to become a chronic, endemic, seasonal attribute, unfortunately, that rises every fall, we have to at some point recognize that and stop treating COVID like it is a disease that is unprecedented in the history of mankind, right? And I just don't know what is that pivot point, because I think Democrats bought into the idea that the vaccine was a panacea, that it was a magic bullet, that it was going to cure everything. And frankly, that's partly what Joe Biden sold to everybody, and it just hasn't taken.
And you and I both know that if Donald Trump were still the president, there would be so much more willingness among the Democrat-aligned media to question the vaccines. You'd be seeing reports all over the place about the, you know, vaccine, VAERS, I believe, Vaccine Adverse Event Reaction System, right? You'd be seeing people talking about this and saying, we're just asking questions, but it has become so utterly and deeply political. But I just feel like at this point, there's something else that everyone needs to know, which is that the people that have been pushing this all along have done so with the idea that if we only listen to them, we'll be in a better place. Now they've had to, now we've all seen that they go back on what they told us was certainty a couple of months ago, right?
Yes.
They've never said this is just a judgment call, because if they say it's a judgment call, we can fight back. It's the science, Clay. They've been doing this all along. I mean, the real red pill moment here is not in recognizing the Democrats' new mandatory vaccine and mask policies are overreach. That's certainly true. It's that this cloud of authoritarianism has been obvious all along from the very beginning. And that's what shocks folks.
This is what the White House tweeted, Buck, on May the 13th. Wasn't that long ago. I think most people can think back all the way to May the 13th, a little bit over 2 months ago. This is direct from the White House Twitter account. Big news from the CDC. If you're fully vaccinated, you do not need to wear a mask indoors or outdoors in most settings. We've gotten this far. Whether you choose to get vaccinated or wear a mask, please protect yourself until we get to the finish line. And the headline is, all caps from the White House, fully vaccinated people can stop wearing masks. And now they have flip-flopped on that directive. So it raised, you mentioned Facebook, Buck. It raises the question, do they now have to go back into Facebook and start to remove all the misinformation about mask wearing that they shared as recently as 2 months ago from the CDC?
There's been a total lack of humility from the lockdowners, the Fauciites, and the Democrats this entire time. And you see this continuing on. They don't care. You know, there's an interesting piece actually in Slate, which is a far left website, not quite as far as like The Nation, but it's pretty left wing, where they were saying, is there such a thing as a noble lie when it comes to public health policy? And I saw them finally admit what I've been saying, and I know you feel this way too. When we were willing to, we weren't, but when people are willing to believe that Fauci lied about masks because it was for our own good. Remember that back in February of 2020, it was he lied about mask effectiveness because he decided to change his mind. And then we were told it's because they were worried about a run on masks. No, right. No intelligent person should have believed this, okay? We weren't running out of masks. We never ran out of masks. We never ran out of hospital capacity. We didn't actually need a million ventilators. In fact, what we found out was that a lot of the medical community were far too quick to put people on ventilators, in part because they might have been too panicked about dealing with COVID in the first place when we didn't know as much about it. Being put on a ventilator was, for a lot of people, a death sentence because they were put on it too early. But point here being, we were willing to believe that Fauci lied to us for our own good and then acted like he had credibility afterwards. No, he didn't lie to us for our own good, Clay. Any adult that's really thinking this through goes, oh, he just wanted to change his mind because his team felt like masks were going to make everybody feel better, not stay healthier, but emotionally, psychologically feel better. It became their little blankie, their little safety blanket.
No, it's 100% right. And we're fortunate that we have laboratories in all of our state governments, because if we didn't, there wouldn't be all of the evidence to prove how completely unnecessary and unworkable the mask requirement is at all. I think there are three things, Buck, that we have been talking about on this program that we are going to continue to hammer home as one of the only, and I believe, honest and trustworthy sources you can find anywhere. One, COVID's not going away. We're never going to get to COVID zero. That's important because there's a lot of people who still don't understand that. Two, masks, if you look at the data, do not work, or at least don't work in a substantial enough way to be this absolute crazy mandate that we are seeing. And three, if you look at the data, virtually nothing that we have done since COVID started in terms of our day-to-day interaction has really changed anything.
I also think it's fascinating that we're led to believe the people that are demanding masks are the ones who are vulnerable because they're not vaccinated. That's what the media, the corporate media narrative is in general. That's not true. The people demanding masks are hyper-anxious Biden voters in their 30s and 40s and 50s who are already vaccinated, but it's not good enough.
That's right.
This is safetyism above rational thought, and that's what we're seeing. We'll come back into this, though, in a second with more of the Fauci recommendations, the little lab coat tyrant, not letting him get off easy today, I promise you that. But, you know, if we could just save you money right now, and I don't mean a little bit, I'm talking about over $800 a year for your family, and nothing changes except you get the same service you're currently getting for your cell phone with better customer service and a U.S.-based company. Wouldn't you do it? That's what you get with Pure Talk, and that's why over 20,000 Rush listeners in the past year alone have switched to Pure Talk. And here's how they get you those big savings that allow you to get the $800 that you'll have in your pocket at the end of the year. What are you going to do with $800? Again, do you just want that sitting in a bank account? I know I would. Because they don't charge you for stuff you don't need at Pure Talk. Clay, they give you the exact same coverage, but they only charge you for what you need.
No doubt. Whether you have AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, my 13-year-old has an iPhone 12 direct from the guys at Pure Talk, and he is getting hooked up in a big way. It's saving us a lot of money, my family, and it can save your family a lot of money as well. You can get unlimited talk, text, plus 6 gigs of data, all for just $30 a month. From your cell phone, here's how you get it. Listen along, grab your phone, dial #250 and say Pure Talk, and you'll save 50% off your first month. Again, not difficult at all to do. Pound 250-SAY-PURETALK, and you'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from PureTalk.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Today, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And who has the time? HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then, HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and frauds to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from selected past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look, and HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
You know, I think some communities are doing that, and that may very well be a path forward. I do want to sort of comment that in some fully vaccinated venues, if they're unmasked and there are a few people who are transmitting there, as a fully vaccinated person, it is possible to pick up disease in those settings. We've seen that in some of our outbreak investigations this summer, which is why overall it's so very critical to just get the huge amount of disease in some of these areas down.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. We're at the point now where not only is a lot of the guidance just absurd, but it's also unintelligible. You'd have to sit there and say, so we're going to have real-time hotspot tracking of where there's enough cases to determine indoor mask mandates. St. Louis, Clay, as we talked about last night on tech, St. Louis is pushing back on the mask mandate. People said, no, this is crazy. You're going to see, I think, more places where it's just, it's not going to be as easy as it was the last time, because everybody realizes we either go back, we either make the choice, the affirmative decision to go back to normal life, or we allow the incompetent buffoons at the top of the CDC and the public health apparatus in this country, who are all very much Democrats aligned with this Biden administration, to tell us what we can and can't do. Clay, remember this? President Biden talking about how he would get a mandate for, he would consider, he is considering a mandate for all employees.
I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
So that was him saying he doesn't want to make it mandatory. But now, Clay, it looks like the federal government, as of tomorrow, may make it mandatory for employees.
For federal employees,
for
2 million people.
Sorry, federal employees is why Biden's talking about it. I mean, what changed?
That's the frustrating thing, I think, to anybody out there that has been actually looking at the data. And I'm encouraged. You mentioned what went on in St. Louis. The people of St. Louis rose up and said, we're not going to allow a mask mandate to occur all over St. Louis County. And I think that's a little complicated. There's a difference between St. Louis City and St. Louis County. But the county stood up and voted 5-2 against the idea of the mayor being able to implement a mask mandate. And I think that's an interesting template for a lot of people out there who want to be active politically as their kids get ready to go back to school. Buck, my kids go back to school next Friday. So 9 days from now, basically, my kids return for another year of school. And last year, we were in person. We were fortunate. My kids go to public school. But the kids had to wear masks all year. And now my county has come out and said it's a parental choice now. And I feel great about that. And my parental choice is going to be my kids aren't going to wear a mask. And I think there are many parents out there, in particular, grandparents as well, that are saying, hey, how do we fight this battle? I think that's one of the biggest questions that's going on in the country right now, to say, look, we can't allow COVID to hijack another year of school.
I mean, force people to force you to put a mask on. We talked about this yesterday. Make people actually say, you have to put on a mask, sir or ma'am, and then look in the eyes and say, why? And if they say it's because management demands it, say, okay, well, can I speak to your manager? Because if you're in a place where there's no local mandate, you should make it very clear to that business, for example, because this is the way the Fauciites are now getting around it. They're trying. They had just the incrementalism of just two weeks to get everything they wanted and to lock us down, all this craziness. Now it's, we're not the ones that are trying to force vaccines and force masks on you. It's the private sector, or you don't have to work for the federal government or for your local government. Get another job. So, okay, we need to start actually having pressure in the other direction. We've waited long enough and people need to take steps themselves.
Yeah, and that's, to me, really where you get into the difficulty of what's taking place here. The federal government, in all aspects, whether it's tech regulation, whether it's COVID, they're deputizing effectively big government and making them state actors to allow these prohibitions to occur. And it's becoming a pretty massive issue of the federal government backdoor mandate through what they're doing with others. But I want to tell you, it's been almost 20 years since 9/11, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation helps us keep our commitment to never forget. This year, the foundation's honoring Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children and catastrophically injured veterans and first responders with 200 mortgage-free homes. They also have their CEO and chairman, Frank Siller. He's walking from the Pentagon to Shanksville on to Ground Zero, more than 500 miles through six states in 42 days from the month of August through 9/11. Towers of light are to shine at the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials in remembrance. How do you ensure that you can do good and help America to never forget? You can donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. We are breaking down the latest as the CDC has now put back in place a mask requirement. And regardless of where we end years from now, it's going to take a very, very long time for public trust to be rebuilt in the scientific community. And partly that's because we've listened to everything that the quote unquote experts have told us. And then they have been proven wrong time after time. And it makes it really hard to sit back and say, okay, I'm going to follow your advice this time. In fact, just 2 months ago, the White House made a major announcement in mid-May when they said, hey, masks are over. If you are vaccinated, you no longer have to wear a mask. This was Rochelle Walensky then, the director of the CDC, explaining why there was no need for masks any longer because the vaccines worked so well.
It is hard for me to imagine myself, waltzing into the Stop and Shop tomorrow morning and not wearing a mask. I just feel like I'm not wired that way anymore, and it still feels risky.
There's an extraordinary amount of evidence now that demonstrates the vaccines are working in the real world, in cohort studies, in care facilities, in across all states, that these vaccines are working the way they worked in the clinical trials. Importantly, there's also new data, just even in the last 2 weeks, that demonstrates these vaccines are working against the variants that we have circulating here in the United States. And also, data has emerged that has demonstrated that if you are vaccinated, you are less likely, not likely, to asymptomatically shed the virus and give it to others.
You mean data changes over time, Clay? That there can be new data, new facts, new information that can come to light so that shutting down discussion and debate of critical public health issues, having social media do the bidding of what political party by censoring people, that's a bad idea? How many times do we have to learn the same lesson in this process before the people in charge finally have to stop what they are doing, stop shutting down things that they don't like, stop telling us they know things they don't know, pretending that we can't remember what they said 2 weeks ago or 2 months ago, pretending that we can't see that they're letting illegal immigrants with no COVID protocols really to speak of. First of all, they generally bring them. I've seen the facilities like the Donna facility in McAllen, Texas, which is vast. I mean, it looks like a small city, and they bring them all together for processing there. And then they'll be released often into a local charity. I mean, Texas just found this out. It was a story in the last 24 hours on Fox that there are illegal immigrants with COVID who are being placed in hotels, all done at the expense of the government, processing, bring them in, and then either a charity or the federal government just gives them a bus ticket, whatever it is. How can we pretend to care so much about COVID when they're just basically saying it doesn't, COVID protocols don't count for illegal immigrants, but if you want to come into the U.S. right now from, you know, the U.K., good luck. That's scary. COVID's too much of a threat.
Well, and you can't even go into Canada. I was just talking about that. I was up in Michigan with my family recently, and we could see where my father-in-law lives across the Detroit River is Canada. You can't go into Canada. I went down to Mexico in February with my wife. In order to come back into this country as American citizens, we had to take COVID tests. Yet there are people walking across the border. And this is, I think, significant, Buck, because there's a lot of talk right now from the CDC. Oh, we have to get everybody vaccinated because the variants are going to continue, and the variants, the Delta variants, the latest, they can be more dangerous than the existing COVID virus. But around the world, vaccination is occurring at an incredibly low level. So if there is a variant of COVID that emerges that is wildly more dangerous than the COVID that exists right now, the odds of it coming from the United States are really pretty minuscule. It's going to come from somewhere else around the world, and we're going to have to deal with that same threat as is. And I think this is important. Like, that threat's not going away for years, no matter how many people get vaccinated.
You also can see the dishonesty in the way they try to frame that issue. And even Fauci himself, I believe, earlier this week said, got to watch out for those unvaccinated people because they're essentially petri dishes for what would be a super COVID variant that could evade all vaccines. So they just keep on turning up the heat with what they'll say, whatever they have to say to continue on with this narrative. And yet somehow it's only the rural areas that I never hear the Biden administration say, why is only about a third of the African-American population of New York City vaccinated? Just to take, why is that the case? I'm just wondering, does anyone ever want to? Nope, they won't talk about that. It's Trump supporters. This is a religious belief now. The whole COVID mitigation mantra, Fauciism, people take real meaning from this, the same way they do from climate change. It makes them feel like they're doing something worthwhile. They're smart, they're virtuous, they're good people, and it costs them nothing. It costs society a whole lot. It costs people that don't want to live in that fear a whole lot, but they're happy to sit on the couch, order in delivery, and watch Netflix while they can do their remote work and tweet at you and me about how we don't care if old people die. I mean, that's basically the way this shakes out.
It's become very tribal, and even the focus on quote unquote Trump voters is misaligned, as you just mentioned, when you look at the data. The reason why red states, which is where I live in the state of Tennessee, why many southern states, the SEC footprint, so to speak, has a more significant number of people who are choosing to be unvaccinated is not exclusively certainly because of Trump voters. It's because we have a large black population. So you are combining a large black population. Most states in the South have a much larger black population than the average of the rest of the country, with a large number of Trump voters as well. And the combination of those two groups is leading to large numbers of unvaccinated people. But a lot of those people, remember, have already had COVID, which is important. And second, we never hear about Biden voters who are choosing not to be vaccinated, even though the black population supported Joe Biden 92-8 or whatever it ended up being in the final tally. And statistically, as the data shows, they are the most likely to be unvaccinated. And no one ever discusses it.
No one ever brings it up. And no one also tells us, what does the end really look like here? I mean, when do we finally
That's
get to say
question.
We're done? You know, we've gone through this with Afghanistan and the drawdown there. And finally, after 20 years, the answer to the question, what does victory look like, have been asked so many times with unsatisfactory answer, or really with effectively no answer other than just keep doing this, keep doing this, keep doing what we're doing. It's a similar dynamic playing out now with the lockdowners, where you just they say we'll keep going with this for as long as we have to, and we'll keep, you know, raising up the mitigation measures. We'll get ready to do it over the winter. This is something that they've become accustomed to. They like. I mean, one of the things that I find most remarkable is that there'll be people, Clay. I mean, I was walking around today in New York City in Midtown, which is where I live and where our New York studio is, and there are a lot of people masked up. I mean, it's definitely already now you could say they're doing it by choice. What I find so fascinating is that whenever I try to say no mandates, the pushback is often, what's the big deal? As if any normal human being could say, you know what? I really want to walk around and breathe uncomfortably all day. That's not a big
deal.
Well,
for no reason.
For no reason. I mean, it really does remind me. I mean, I mentioned this show yesterday of, you know, in the Middle Ages, medieval period, people would wear, as a show of their piety, a hair shirt, right? People
yes.
who were extremely religious would wear, and it would sort of agitate and itch and sometimes even cause them to bleed. For some people, the mask is like a hair shirt now. It's, look at how dedicated I am to Fauci and science. Oh, and we'll talk more about their science dedication in a little bit when we discuss how they don't believe that there's such a thing as men and women.
That's a great discussion. But I think the question you asked is a wildly important one. How does it end? Because I think for a lot of people, when the White House came out on May 13th and said you no longer have to wear masks anywhere, that was at least a roadmap to believing that normalcy was going to return. But if COVID zero is the goal, or 95% vaccination is the goal, or whatever that number is, what is success? And how do the goalposts keep getting moved so that we're never there? It's a fascinating question. I'd love to hear Fauci say, hey, what's the answer for when this is over, for when we'll never see you on television again?
Just want to remind everybody, coming up later on the show, we're going to be talking about the aftermath of day one of the insurrection investigation, plus woke medical schools not allowing people to talk about, you know, pregnant women. Oh, that's a huge microaggression. We'll dive into that. And our friend Will Cain from Fox News joining to talk about Simone Biles, all the controversy around that. And the rest of it. Clay, I think you were trending on Twitter at one point with that one. Mr. Travis.
I got people fired up yesterday.
Getting fired
about
up
this,
over
yes.
that one. But, you know, if we've learned anything in the last 18 months or so, it's that a powerful immune system is absolutely essential. That's why I want you to try Texas Superfood, the original superfood. This was invented by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black over 20 years ago. And this is what Texas Superfood does. 55 vine-ripened fruits and vegetables combined with probiotic and digestive enzymes so you can build your body's defense from the inside out. You know how your mom or your grandma or maybe your dad or grandpa told you, eat your fruits and veggies? And we all knew that's true. It's good for you. But we got busy schedules, right? That's why Texas Superfood is a safety net for the American diet. If you can't, won't, or don't eat all your fruits and vegetables every day, Texas Superfood was made for you. Start boosting your immune system for under $2 a day. Go to texassuperfood.com/buck or call 855-TEXAS55 That's TexasSuperfood.com/buck or call 855.
Today, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And who has the time? HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then, HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and frauds to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from selected past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look, and HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and so self-involved. Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And then you get into it, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden.
For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude.
People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Right now, fortunately for us, we have enough people vaccinated that you're not going to see a wave or a surge of infections among the vaccinated. It will be a surge of infections among the unvaccinated. It will be an outbreak among the unvaccinated. People not getting vaccinated not only is a bad thing for them, it could actually interfere in a negative way with the rest of the country by generating variants that would elude the vaccines. That's the thing we're concerned about.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show, where Mr. Travis and Mr. Sexton are not taking the surge with all due seriousness. And the variance, when you add the parabolas on the data and you do a nonlinear analysis of the droplets, where it comes all together with, I mean, basically, at this point, if you still listen to this guy, Clay, it's, you know, if anyone listens to this guy and takes him at face value, it is an intelligence test that they are failing. This guy is a disaster. He does whatever the Biden administration wants him to do. He never upsets the Democrats. He's always on the right side of the left. And I've had enough of it. I mean, what's okay? If people are unvaccinated and they're the only ones that are at risk, which is what they're saying, even though that's apparently not true, then the vaccinated people need to stop whining about this. I don't want to hear
it. They can
do
whatever they want and not have to worry about the unvaccinated people. Right? I mean, if that were true, then I don't think you would be bringing back masks. And also, again, you would have taken care of you and your family, and you wouldn't need to obsessively worry. People say, well, there's still the danger of variants emerging, and I understand that. The variants, if you look at the data, are not coming from America, because comparatively, the ones that are going to spread going forward are going to occur in the countries with minimal vaccination rates, which is much of the world right now.
And the Delta variant was ripping all over India, as we know.
That's right.
Had a terrible time with COVID. And just another, there's so many giant lies that have been told by the Democrats, by the Fauciites about COVID the whole time. But just one of the ones that they were pressing so hard last year was that it's Trump's fault. America had the worst response of any country.
Right.
It's Trump's fault.
These
people are psychopaths. They lied to you. Other countries, European countries, India, Brazil, had worse COVID deaths and hospitalizations and infection rates. I'm pretty sure that's not because Orange Man bad. So remember that while they're telling you now to just listen to the science. Travis in Rock Island, Illinois, what's up?
Yeah, my name's Travis, and Mega Dittos, guys. Great listening to you. And, you know, I went to the school board meeting because, of course, on Monday we got the message from our school district that we are going back to masks, and we start school, actually, really, we start on the 1st or 2nd this year of August. And so I sat and I listened to the presentation from the superintendent here in Rock Island, and he was connecting the dots to previous meetings going all the way back to the start of July, I believe the 8th, and then three other executive meetings that they keep everything confidential at, and they flat out said that this is all tied to the money. The masking of our kids is tied to the money they're getting from state and federal grants.
Well, see, this has been my concern all along, and Travis, thanks for calling in. You know, Clay, when the federal government, you know, doesn't want to be in charge of making these decisions, it's, oh, health policy is left to the states. But then when some states want to actually protect the rights of people to breathe normal air and things like that, the federal government has a lot of strings to pull, like funding in, you know, from the Department of Education. So
that's right. And I think that scares some people out there, because given how much money is going to schools and teachers, by the way, one of the most ridiculous parts of many of these stimuluses that have been rolled out is, Buck, teachers who didn't really work for a year got bonuses all over the country, which is just pure madness. In addition, it's like madness on top of madness. And I think there's the fear out there that at some point, and this is why I believe so many people are looking into what they can and can't do, that they're going to try to mandate masks on all kids in all states, and they're going to use all of the money rolling in as potentially a way to get it done.
Dwayne in North Carolina. Hey, Dwayne.
My question goes along with what the last caller was asking about, and I also have a suggestion after that, if you would let me. My board meeting, or my board of education is meeting on Thursday to discuss if they should mandate masks or let it be a parent's decision. Clay, you keep stating there's data out there that shows that the masks don't work. And I, as a parent, is there a way that you could get that information, those links out to us as far as where we need to go to present that data to these board members?
Yeah, I'll try to tweet out. And the data is, and even the New York Times, I was stunned, said it yesterday, that your kids are more likely to die driving to and from school in your car than they are to die from COVID in the United States. I was stunned that the New York Times actually put that in print. But the data is that kids aren't primary vectors and that they are not in any way under risk. In fact, they're under more risk from the seasonal flu or, as I just said, driving to and from school.
Coming up in a few minutes here, can you say the word women as a professor in medical school without having the woke mob come after you for transphobia? We're talking about people training doctors here, folks. Do they believe in men and women as a thing that exists? Oh, we will explain the madness coming up.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country, heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull.
He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, and he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope.
With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders.
Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
If you've got a military, first responder, emergency medical, or government service background, GovX.com is for you. You stepped up to serve our country and communities, and GovX delivers unbeatable deals that you've earned.
GovX.com is the only site built exclusively to honor your service. Members save on epic brands and the gear they need for their on- and off-duty lives. You'll get incredible savings on tickets to live sports events, theme parks, and other entertainment. You can even save on travel, hotels, rental cars, cruises, and more. See if you qualify. Visit GovX.com. It's easy and totally free.
Use code BUCK in the shopping cart to get an extra $15 off your first order. GovX, savings for those who serve.